so a fifth of the entire BBC budget. That's what it could cost the BBC if it has to absorb the financial hit of ending free TV licences for people over 75. The public consultation on the issue comes to an end today. So the BBC has essentially taken over the money, the cost from the government in 2020. No longer will the government pay for it. So there's now a decision to make. Should pensioners have to pay for it themselves, the over 75s, or should the BBC cut costs and pay for it? 03030 80 55 55. The media commentator Roy Greenslade with us this morning. What do you think, Roy? Good morning.
Good morning. Well, of course, I was against the government offloading this social benefit to the BBC's budget in the first place. We face it, and I think now the BBC have got to do two things. One, they've got to continue the argument with the government to see if they can ameliorate the position. They need to explain better what a fifth of the budget would mean in terms of programme cuts, news provision cuts, and so on, to show how dangerous that would be to the future of the BBC, especially at a time when the BBC is facing competition from the Silicon Valley giants. And I think that we ought to think really seriously about whether or not to means test, because I think a lot of over 75s would be happy to pay, can pay, should pay, whereas we need to protect those over 75s who are in a penurious situation, who perhaps should have help and shouldn't have to fork out £3 a week.
Why should a 75-year-old, 76-year-old who finds it difficult to pay get any more help than a 40 or 50-year-old who finds it difficult to pay?
Well, I think we've got to say that the line has to be drawn somewhere. Undoubtedly, the most impoverished part of the population are those over 75 living on state benefits, living on small state pensions. And I think if you're in your 40s, even if you are in a bad situation, you may be able to turn that around at some stage. Whereas I don't think if you're a pensioner, you've got any opportunity to do that.
But if you're on benefits, you have to pay for it. If you're unemployed and you want to watch telly, you have to pay for it.
Yes.
So why give older people this special status?
I think the wonderful thing I find going around the estates here in Brighton, where I live half the year, I find it extraordinary that people complain about paying £3 a week for the BBC and yet are completely unworried by payments of £90 a month to pay for Sky. And it's easy to see, because in some of the poor areas there's the greater number of Sky dishes than elsewhere. So I'm not utterly convinced by that argument.
Frank Shivers joining us today as well. What do you think, Frank? Morning.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I think that you know, this funding has come from the government since the war. BBC get in revenue from the people, the good people of the United Kingdom, £3.7 billion in licence fees. And I think there's a genuine case for the £745 million to be saved by the government and put into elderly care, could be put into the health trusts. Because we've increasing costs of the elderly, there's more people, you know, growing old, and that needs to be accounted for. But I really do feel that the BBC need to, excuse the term, suck it up. You know, when we've got salaries like Gary Lineker of £1.75 million a year, plus, I'm sure, expenses on top of that, you know, that's what needs to be looked at.
Go on, Roy.
Well, I think that's just, you know, I mean, I do think Gary gets too much, and even though it's a very watched show, and evidently he's very popular, I think, you know, it's a bit of a one-off. If you look at the state of BBC salaries, they are gradually going to come down. Lord Hall, the Director General, is dedicated to ensuring that that the higher salaries are gradually whittled away. They were paid because it was a feeling that they were needed for competitive reasons, that these people would go elsewhere. I'm not convinced by that myself, but I don't think you can pluck one salary out of so many and say that that's a good reason for the BBC funding over 75 licenses.
Here we go. Your man's walked into the studio.
Can I ask you a serious question, though?
No.
Just to be serious.
Get back in and produce.
Are you not slightly embarrassed yourself, given what we know you're on? You're on, over half a million a year?
Mind your own business. No, I'm not. And stop exaggerating.
Okay, what is it then?
I don't know what the BBC declared.
But being
400
serious.
Grand or something like that. 400,000, I think they declared.
Yes.
Well, Stephen, can I just come back? You're saying...
He's just trying to be funny this morning.
No, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just saying, are you slightly embarrassed? Because we're talking about, you think of a mini licence fee make up your actual salary. And if you're talking about a pensioner who has maybe not got much of an income, you're on a huge salary. I'm just genuinely asking, are you
you're
slightly
genuine
embarrassed?
About it at all.
Why?
Sorry, Frank, you were going to come to my defence this morning.
You're just trying to avoid answering what is a genuine question.
Frank?
Well, I was going to come back there. It's not just one salary. I mean, I said Gary Lineker. You've got Chris Evans on, 1.7 million. You've Graham Norton on 600,000. You've loads. Nicky Campbell, 400,000.
I think Chris Evans is gone, is he not?
Well, that was
he's away. He's away. Well, there's a case in point. What had happened? He went for more money, Roy.
Yes, indeed. That's a very good example. And his replacement, by the way, is not getting anything like that salary because of this dedication to whittle away at the high salaries. But it's a very good example. Chris Evans went for money. He went for money reasons. And, this is the problem. The BBC has to live in the real world of the media where high salaries are paid by competitors and it therefore is forced to, it wishes to keep talent, to pay them.
Sorry, the difference being is that you're not forced, Sky don't force their people or force their subscribers into paying and fining them £1,000 and taking them to prison if they don't pay that fee. That's the ultimate difference is that you're forced to pay it's going to be £154.50. I mean, a ridiculous thing that, if you do not pay it, you go to prison. And that's the reality of it.
How many people are in prison because of non-payment?
I don't know, but I do know that there's a number of people. It's not, one or two, 10 or 20. There is a lot of people that go to prison for not paying their TV licence fine.
Some figures on that. It is a very, very small number of people.
What is it then?
They go out of their way. And by the way, the interesting thing is that none of those are over 75.
Well, that's because they don't pay it at the moment, so they couldn't get fined for paying not paying something that they don't have to pay.
Yeah, fair point.
Here's George in East Belfast. Morning, George. Hello, George.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is my pet hate. We should all be paying anything other than health, all our lounges should be means tested.
Thank you, George. Here's Mike in Carrickfergus. Good morning, Mike.
I don't know really why they can draw a line at a certain age and say certain people don't have to pay and certain people do have to pay. I mean, as far as I know, a pensioner is from 60 and a female or 65 and a male. So where did they get this 75 from the start? And now they want to raise it up to 77 or whatever it is to give a free licence, And it's not just the pensioners who are struggling anyway, to be honest with you. In this day and age, there's a lot of people struggling. We're just getting over a big recession and all the rest of it. And, how come we have to pay the BBC anything, to be honest? I sat listening to the BBC all morning today in traffic. And for an hour, I know I'm going on to a slightly different thing. Over an hour, there was one traffic update, and it was an hour into my journey. The Sydenham bypass was closed. And you're kind of asking yourself, what am I paying for here?
Well, I've no idea about how regular the traffic updates are or what happened. But we're going off.
I don't know about it, Stephen, because nobody knew what was going on.
We're going off on a tangent now, aren't we?
I am. I'm in a bad mood about it.
Because you're stuck in the traffic.
Well, it was.
Do you not think, though?
I've been in the traffic for over an hour.
All right.
I depend on the BBC for a service.
Yes.
And I'm loyal and listen to the
BBC.
Where
aren't you getting the service now?
I'm on slabbering about it,
Yes. That's why I hear.
I don't believe in the license fees at all.
You don't?
Bring a bit of advertising on, we can put up with.
You're here.
Put up with a wee bit of advertising instead of paying these big wages certain people get, Stephen. You know, they get these big wages and all. I don't mind you getting the big wage. It's where you get it from. That's my point.
And you don't think there's something special in the public service broadcasting model of the BBC, not necessarily just doing programmes that's going to be, you know, that are going to be massive numbers, that if you think about the breadth of the BBC and what they do, that they do many, many programmes that are for the public good rather than being commercially viable, Mike?
Well, I think it used to be more like that, but to be honest, I think what's actually happening here is the reason they're being squeezed so much about the licence and all the rest is because there's so many other alternatives. And so few people now, young people, when they get older now, the younger generation, I mean the very young generation, they will not pay a license, believe me. There's no chance because they just stream everything. Mm. And you can't really control that streaming. You can't monitor it. And then, I mean, I had a run-in with the TV license people as well, that company, whatever they are, Capita or whoever it is. Oh, I had a run-in with them because
why?
I wasn't living in the house. So I wasn't paying a TV license.
Were you not paying your license?
I wasn't living in the house for a while. You know, I'd moved out workwise. I'd moved away for a wee bit. So I had a bit of an argument with him. Said, I don't want to pay my TV license because I'm not there.
Yes.
And so anyway, what happened was they sent people to my door, letters through the door. Absolute harassment, Stephen. Absolute ridiculous harassment. And I ended up having to tell one of them to get away the hell off my doorstep.
I wouldn't like to.
I threatened to phone the police on them. Pushy.
I wouldn't like to meet you up at Dark Entry.
You wouldn't see me up many Dark Entries, and I'm not that brave.
do you pay for Sky and do you pay for Netflix and things?
No, I stream. I stream now stuff. I don't watch live TV. It's not worth watching.
You're clearly doing...
Even the BBC sold out and lost the leg of the Formula One and stuff like that.
Well,
that was me.
There's a contradiction, isn't it? Here you are giving the BBC a kick in, saying the BBC sold out. Of course...
Well, they did sell out.
What they did was they didn't keep on bidding higher and higher and higher for sports rights, and that's the reality. You can't have it both ways, Mike. You can't say, look, the BBC isn't good value for money, and then say the BBC didn't spend enough money.
Not a very sound business idea. That's why Sky and everybody else is successful, because they pay the money for the show.
Well, let me...
And they use advertising to pay for that money or subscriptions or whatever.
Let me state the obvious, though, Mike. Obviously, you're listening to Radio Ulster this morning.
Yep.
So would you pay for Radio Ulster?
I would, actually. It's a radio... I like your show, to be honest, and I like
Thank you.
But I would pay for a subscription of some sort to listen or to watch what I want to watch.
And why don't you think of the licence fee as a type of subscription?
Well, for a start, it's far too dear. Because it's only part of a bigger picture now.
Listen, I cancelled it, but I used to pay £100 a month for Sky.
For Sky, yeah, well,
you're paying £3 a week for this.
I paid £70 at one time for it, and then they started putting it up and all, so I don't bother now, to be honest. I just watch things after they're on, not live.
All right, look, I'm not here. I am defending the BBC because you're not, right? But so here's the score, right? £2.89 a week, right? BBC Northern Ireland Television, BBC Online, I'm just talking about Northern Ireland here, BBC Radio Ulster, then think of the programming for £2.89 a week. Now, I haven't got into all of the networks and BBC World Service and everything else, right? Spotlight, BBC Newsline, Nolan Live, BBC The Nolan Show on Radio Ulster, the arts that this place does. We're currently doing BBC Northern Ireland School Choir of the Year. I'm just picking random things here. For £2.89 a week, that's not good value.
Well, it's not a matter of the value, Stephen, to be honest. What it's a matter of is the choice.
Yeah.
It's the choice that we don't have the choice. If you get Sky because it has some BBC programmes on it, not only have you to pay Sky for BBC, but you have to pay a licence as well for the privilege of just having a TV. You know what I mean? If you watch Sky of any sort, actually, any live TV, you've been... So that's a law, and I don't agree with that law. I think, it's a state thing. You know yeah. what I mean? It's, I hate to say it.
And I guess
it's sort of iron curtain material as far as I'm
concerned. And I guess, Mike, what we're working hard to do, right? So it's not for me to say whether the license fee is a good or bad thing. I'm nearly hesitant to say this because it's going to sound, you know, like your management gobbledygook.
Too much now. They might cut their wage a bit, Steve.
Well, listen, no doubt. But I guess what we're trying to do in BBC Northern Ireland is work incredibly hard for you to think at the end of the year, do you know what? That's worth it. And that's all I'd say to you. You think of the investigations this place does. You think of the community work it does. You think of the sports output. You think of the, you know, go online. Have a look at BBC News online. This place is doing so much.
The thing is, when people are struggling a bit, and that's what it's really about.
No, I get that.
We've all been pressured and pushed so much over the last 15 years with a recession, all the rest of it, you know. And see, when somebody's sitting there, as I have been in the past, nearly losing my house, the TV license is the last thing in the world I want to pay. And then somebody coming to your door and really giving you a hard time, sending you threatening letters, threatening you with jail. It's ridiculous. You know, that's absolutely barbaric, as far as I'm concerned.
I hear you, loud and clear. You know? Thank you, Mike. Here's Jack in Rough Island. Morning, Jack.
Ah, good morning, Stephen. Yes, well, I'm sort of in agreement with you today. I pay my license by direct debit. But the problem is, and I think it's good value for money, but the problem is that I don't have a contract with the BBC to pay the BBC. My license fee, I was told, was for having receiving equipment in the house. So what authority has the BBC to charge me for having television receiving equipment? Oh. There's a problem there, I think. You know, I don't mind paying...
But you're getting into a technicality, Jack, aren't you?
I don't know. That, you know, I hear you getting into technicalities about Brexit every day.
Well, that's true.
People these things, you know.
That's true. But what about back to our point this morning? Is it, well, there's two points, isn't it? Should the over 75s have to pay, or should they continue to get it free? First point, what do you think?
I'm over 75, and I will be over 75 in a year or so, and I don't mind paying. I can afford it. Thankfully, I can afford it. But there are people who are housebound, pensioners. Now, you say there are some young people that... you know, I see young people that are getting benefits and they're able to have 56-inch televisions and all the rest, and they don't want to pay their license. The thing is that I don't mind paying it. In fact, I would pay the £3 a week for to listen to you alone, Stephen. You're with it yourself.
Well, that's very kind of you.
There's a power in your cap today.
I don't get very many compliments usually. I can't believe the team's let you on.
I don't always compliment you now. You know, I can agree or disagree with you, but there you go.
Thank you, Jack. Morning to you. Robert and Temple Patrick. Morning, Robert.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. I think this is an opportunity today also for you to give your views on BBC Northern Ireland.
Well,
and what you think of the TV we do, what you think of the digital stuff we do, what you think of the radio we do.
Well, I'll refrain from commenting about your programme and BBC Northern Ireland.
Thanks very much.
I'll deal with the issue in hand.
Yes.
Right. The answer is very simple. The free TV licence for the over 75 should be maintained and expanded for those people who have disabilities and so forth and so on. And to pay for it, it's very simple. Ramp up the current £150 or whatever it is, say by a pound a week, another make it £200, and Bob's your uncle, you've got the problem solved.
So you want to put it up?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, how do you think that would go down?
I have no idea, but the bottom line is you don't have a choice when you come to pay your road fund tax licence or anything else. It's a taxation or another form of taxation. And whether it goes down or up is neither here nor there. Let the government be a government for, well, if that's what they pass themselves off as these days, debatable. But certainly ramp it up another pound a week, another 50 quid, and the money that would bring in would be enormous. I'm sure you could calculate that.
Well, it would be enormous, but it would also be a burden on many people who already find it difficult to pay the licence
fee. Well, then have a means tested. There's loads of people out there getting free bus passes and all the rest of it. And, of course, if the government's looking for money for the BBC, I read in the Daily Telegraph that they're spending millions and billions on foreign aid on dubious countries all across the world. That should, of course, be stopped immediately.
Robert, thank you. Here's Dan in Belfast. Morning, Dan.
Stephen, your man's... The guy just lit on there now. I don't know what word he's giving it, but 75, why are they putting it at 75? Why not give it once they retire? Why not give it to them? People that have worked all their days.
Are you serious?
On.
Well, yeah, what if somebody retires at 50? I'm probably going to retire at 50.
But quite honest,
what's that?
Four years away.
So you tell me I should get it free?
No, Stephen, because you're on the big dollars. You're on $400,000 a year. You should give your head a shake, Stephen. Would you work for $40,000 a year or 35? Like everybody else in Northern Ireland, kind of the rough heads run about 35 or 40 grand a year. Why don't we put you on 35, 40 grand a year? Why should you be on 400 grand a year?
What's a rough head?
Well, no, roughly roundabout per head.
Do you think the BBC's good value?
You know what? It's 150 quid.
£2.89 a week.
You know what? You have to pay for it, but I don't think our pensioners should pay for it. Definitely not.
But why give the pensioners special status?
Why not? They've worked all their days.
Yeah.
Would you not like it? Would you not like your mummy to get it? Would you not like Big Audrey to get a free license?
My mother does get it.
You know what I mean?
I went into the house 2 nights ago and she thinks it's already scrapped. It's not. The BBC's only consulting on it. I went into her house the other night and she says that some woman, a big tall Moya, one of her friends.
Oh, lovely.
My mother never refers to any of her friends as just Jeanette or, you know, Hillary.
I know where you're at.
Do you know what I mean? It's incredible.
I know it's incredible, but now the fact
and
is...
And big tall Moya apparently told her that the TV licence, it's gone for over 75-year-olds. That's, in terms of it being free, that's not true. Well, they're just thinking about it.
I don't know about that. But I think I don't think that our guy was on there.
Well, Robert's on. Say good morning to Robert.
No, hold on.
Say good morning to Robert.
Hi, Robert. Listen to me. I think you're... If you want to pay for it, you go ahead. I'm happy enough to pay the 150 whatever. But I'll put it to this here one. The management structure of the BBC should be putting a limit on what they're paying out, i.e. Big Stevie R is getting 400 hack a year. Why doesn't Stevie get 40 grand a year? And that money, that money can go towards the makeup of the over 65 for the pensioners.
What was your problem with what Robert said this morning? He said ramp it up for the younger people.
Robert, no. Why should you? What's up, Robert? If Robert wants to give the BBC his money, he's here. He's entitled to do so. But the majority of people in our country, not a chance. No, I mean, 150 quid's enough.
Let Robert reply to you. Stay there, Dan.
Morning.
Go ahead, Robert.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, Robert, you're saying about the TV license going up for to solve the problem.
Certainly.
Would you be happy enough to pay for it?
Yeah, if I was in that category, yes.
I would say you're the only one in this country because there's not a chance of any of us in this country would like to see our license going up. You know, so you must have money to burn, Robert.
What?
And on that, you must have money to burn. You must really enjoy the BBC, do you?
No, it's not a question of that. It's a question of if it goes up, it goes up, and you pay your lawful taxes as the government decree. And
well,
it's a form of taxation.
You're such a goody-goody, aren't you?
Pardon?
You're such a goody-goody.
I can't even hear you.
Good taxes.
Okay.
Paying your good taxes like a good citizen. I won't give your head a shake. There's not a man in the country who wants to pay any more money.
He's entitled to his opinion, isn't he? Now, Dan, tell me this. Are you working today?
Stephen, I'm just about to go in now, so yeah.
What do you do for a living?
Nice, Stephen. Come on. You're a reporter. I just get on with it.
What do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living?
Yes.
I work, Stephen.
What do you work at?
I'm not telling you.
Why not?
Because I know what you're thinking.
What do you do for a living? Come on.
I'm not telling you, Stephen.
Well, you need to go into hiding now because I'm going to find out.
You better not. But listen.
Sorry, Robert. Hold on, Dan. Sorry.
That big
what do you say, Robert?
He's a bin lad.
He's a bin limb.
You shouldn't have people like that on the programme. You should exercise more discretion
really?
On people who can make intelligent comments.
Just have people like you, Robert?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
100% right. That's the first
time you're so cracked, Robert. I tell you, listen. Why did you...
I love this show.
Stephen, he must be on bigger wages than you. Do you pay your TV license?
Yes.
No, seriously, Stephen, do you?
Yes, I do.
No, I didn't know that. I thought you would have got that for free.
No, I'm on direct debit, or whatever you call it.
It comes out every year. Robert must be on more money than you.
Tell me this, Dan. What's your favourite programmes on the BBC?
Well, I tell you what I enjoy.
Yeah.
I tell you what I enjoy, and I'll be quite honest. Match of the Day.
Yeah.
Match of the Day. I love Match of the Day. I love watching that there now. And then, that's about it.
Do you think Lineker's worth it?
I don't think, no. No, definitely not. No way. No. That should be all capped down to about 20 grand a year.
And tell me this, because I was having I've been having these conversations with people recently.
Go ahead.
If the BBC was to, if you were a commissioner for the BBC, right?
Uh-huh.
So if you were to decide what to put on, what kind of programmes would you put on more of and what would you scrap?
Listen, I don't know what everybody watches, like, you know what I mean?
What would you want to watch?
Listen, you've got a massive target audience there from morning to night. It's 24 hours. Everybody wants to watch.
Yeah.
Anything.
And do you prefer Radio Ulster to BBC TV, Northern Ireland TV, or which do you prefer?
Definitely. Yeah, love the radio. Yeah. Love Radio Ulster.
And
yeah,
what is it about Radio Ulster? Tell me what it is about it. I'm genuinely trying to use this opportunity.
Local community. It's local community. It's us. It's us. It's local community. It's the same as RTV. In fact, there's not enough programs. Based around the country, on us, you know what I mean?
Well, we do quite a lot.
You know, there should be, you know, that's my belief.
Yeah.
You know, I like Radio Ulster. That's what I listen to. That's, you know, this is where I'm from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's the bottom line. But the bottom line is, Stephen, you're getting 400 grand a year, and I had to go and work my Henry's off here.
You have to go work, but you won't tell me what you're doing.
I'm not telling you.
I think we should run a wee competition.
What's that?
And for people to ring in and tell me what they reckon you're working at today.
Here, do you know what, Stephen? I'm sure you'll get inundated with everybody on the phone there and they'll tell you exactly where I work, but you know, that's no problem at all. That's no problem at all. But listen,
here, Dan,
you have a good morning. All the best, God bless.
Good to talk to you.